You're listening to a podcast from Jubilee Church, Farnham. To find out more, visit www.jubilee.church.
What a wonderful message that is there, that the Bible is a lamp to our feet. Of course, if you don't have a torch, my recommendation would be don't go camping. Well, my recommendation would always be don't go camping, but that's just for me. The Bible is a lamp unto our feet. Wonderful truth there from Avane. Thank you so much. Well, wasn't it great to hear Sean bring the 2021 vision to us in Farnham over the past 3 weeks? We want to emerge well, embody Jesus well, and engage well with our community in 2021. It's time for imagination and creativity. And Sean used the image of the caterpillar in the chrysalis and how its intestinal juices basically dissolve the body into a bit of a soup. And then these cells called imaginal cells come into their own. And from that soup, these imaginal cells work to bring about the reforming and rebuilding of the new structure of the butterfly. And Sean has been calling out the imaginal cells in Jubilee Church Farnham, sparking creativity and imagination, praying for a release of the Holy Spirit to bring that reformation and that rebuilding in 2021. And today I want to continue on this theme of emerging well. Today is also our annual gift day at Jubilee Church. The scripture talks about a joy in giving, a freedom found in liberality, and a thankfulness as we give our time, of our talents, and of our treasure to God. Our giving day is an opportunity for each of us to grow in generosity, to remind ourselves how He has blessed us, and celebrate how we are blessed to be a blessing. And I want to do this by looking at Psalm 40. Over the past 3 weeks, we've held three prayer meetings as part of our Emerging Well vision. On the first and the last of those meetings, both Haley and Liam read from parts of Psalm 40. And during the week, Psalm 40 came back to me, and as I read it again and again, it just was remarkable how the psalm speaks into our situation today and into our 2021 vision. I believe God wants to speak to us through these first 8 verses and stir up such faith and readiness for what He wants to do in us in 2021. So verse 1, it goes like this. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. Now I know many of you have been doing this. Waiting patiently in this psalm is no mere passive waiting in the sense of just sort of hanging around hoping something might happen. The intent is more emphatic. It means to wait expectantly or to hope in expectation in the Lord. And isn't that the very nature of our relationship with God? A trusting faithfulness to experience in our daily life that God is faithful and true, to taste and see that He is good. This is the waiting patiently that is meant here, and I know that so many of you have been doing. And when we wait on Him like this, the psalm tells us that He turns to us and He hears our cry. Now, for some, it may have felt a very long wait. And for others, the waiting has been painful. Many of us have been touched by loss in its many forms. Loss of work, loss of social contact, loss of face-to-face worship and fellowship, and tragically, loss of loved ones. It's been very hard. Verse 2 says this, He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and He gave me a firm place to stand. Some of us can relate to that sense of being in a slimy pit, in the mire and the mud. Yet you have continued to wait with expectation, and God has turned to you. He has heard your cries, and he has lifted you up and placed you on firm ground. He has placed your feet on the rock. As we remind ourselves that our feet have been placed on firm ground, on the rock of Jesus Christ, we are seeing our faith begin to rise again. Our eyes are being lifted. Our hearts are being called into the great things God has prepared for us. And our faith is being encouraged by the Word and by the Spirit. It is exciting and it has consequences. Let's read on. Verse 3 says this: He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. Anyone who was at last Sunday's prayer meeting saw this come to life. Chrissy has written a new song and she very courageously played it for us on Sunday evening. Now that is quite something. Imagine it. A song you personally wrote and playing it in public for the first time. So brave, and what a blessing it was. God is putting a new song in our mouths and a hymn of praise in our hearts. It's called a new song because it reflects God's action in our lives and how that action has made life new. God is intervening, God is acting and making our situation new, either through changing us or changing our situation. But God is making things new. Anna also had a word from God in our prayer meetings about germination. Germination is unseen, it's below the surface. Looking at it from the casual passerby's perspective, you just see bare soil. But from the farmer's perspective, he knows what is going on. He knows that the seed is planted, that the sun is heating the soil, and that the heavens are watering the earth with its rain. There is growth in the secret place during germination. It happens first, before the green shoots of new life push through the surface, which was another great word that Nick prayed in our prayer meeting. Yet that period of germination comes first. Part of emerging well in 2021 is seeing from the Father's perspective. Because when we look from his perspective, when we see what he is doing and how he is making things new, what emerges in our hearts is a new song of praise to him. And when God puts a new song of praise in our mouth, it's not just for us. It's not just for you. Your growth in the secret place, your time of being formed and shaped in the pressure of last year is going to bear fruit beyond yourself in 2021. As we sing our new song and declare his praise, people will see and put their trust in God. As we declare the goodness and glory of God, people around us will see him and put their trust in God. And boy, do we want to see that happen in 2021. Your growth, your time of germination can have a big part to play as the green shoots begin to appear and as they ripen through to harvest. What has the Lord planned for you in 2021? What has the Lord planned for us, for Jubilee Church, in 2021? Verse 5 says this: Many, Lord my God, are the wonders you have done, the things you have planned for us. None can compare with you. Were I to speak and tell of your deeds, they would be too many to declare. When we look to our past and see what the Lord has done, it reminds us and brings assurance that God will do it again. Many are the wonders that he has done for us, and many are the wonders that he has planned for us to do in 2021. For me, this speaks directly to what Sean has been saying about the imaginal selves. And that means you, not someone else. We are all imaginal selves in God's kingdom. God is sparking creativity and imagination in you to bring about a fresh wonder and a new display of the beauty of his church in 2021. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9 and 10 puts it this way. What no eye has seen, and what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things that God has prepared for those who love him, these are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. This is a moment, and we don't want anyone to miss it. We want everyone to seek God and see what he is calling you to do in 2021. He has a plan for you, and he has given you gifts for the benefit of the church and the world. If you are part of Jubilee Church, then what God is calling you to do and what God is calling Jubilee Church to do in 2021 will overlap. We will have a part to play and a gift to give in the building up of the local church, which is the body of Christ. In one of those prayer meetings, Marianne had a picture of a dry stone wall with all of its wonderfully different shaped stones. I think she called them, some are more pointy and some are more rounded. I'll let you work out where you fit there. But how they're built together to form the wall. Through the power of his Holy Spirit, God is calling you in 2021 to find your place and take your place. If just one stone doesn't take its place, the wall is not all that it could be. We need each other for the beauty and the wonder of the church to be displayed to the glory of God and for the world to see in 2021. Perhaps you've been following us online since the pandemic began and you are sensing that Jubilee Church is where God wants you to find your place. If that's you, you are so welcome, and we would love for you to join us on our 2021 adventure. Please do get in touch and see how we can help and how you can find your place. You can email us at hello@jubilee.church. We would love you to be in touch. This brings us then to verse 6. Verse 6 says, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require." What is the Holy Spirit saying here? I think what he's saying is that if we live this life of faith, our offerings, our sacrifices, and indeed today our giving, out of a sense of obligation, or an attempt to win favor with God or people, or attempt to make ourselves more holy by our own efforts, then we have missed what God wants and desires. The psalmist uses powerful language here when he says that the Lord has opened his ears. This is a work of the Spirit to open up our ears so that we can hear what God is saying. We can hear what God desires and what his plans for us are. God doesn't want hollow rituals and empty acts of piety. He wants hearts changed, lives transformed, and the people of God responding to the overwhelming love and grace and mercy of God found in Jesus Christ. We don't work our way towards God, hoping to get closer by good deeds. No. As we embody Jesus Christ, we are brought close. We are fully known. We are accepted. We are forgiven. We are free, and we are loved. It's from that experience, it's from being overwhelmed by the love of God in Christ Jesus, that our hearts respond with joy. It's from that encounter with the living God that we are empowered to live a life of love, sacrifice, obedience, and delight. That's why the psalmist declares that the law is in his heart. As Christians, this means we cherish Jesus in our hearts. We love him with all that we are, and we make him first in our lives. He is our first love, and he takes first place in everything. There is not any area of our lives where Jesus doesn't come first. That is his design for life. And that is why David presents himself to God. And rather than obligation and duty, David speaks of desire. Verse 7 says this, "Then I said," this is King David speaking, "then I said, here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart." Right here, the Holy Spirit is speaking, saying to you, the Word of God is for you. Place yourself in the Word, but also place His Word in you. It speaks to your loves, your longings, and your desires. It speaks to offering all of yourself to God, saying, "Here I am, use me. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart." The Apostle Paul also encourages us to do God's will, to cherish the living word in our hearts, letting it shape our very essence, and to live in obedient delight. In this way, Paul in 2 Corinthians 9 agrees with our psalm as he encourages the church from verse 6. Remember this. Whoever sows sparingly also reaps sparingly, and whoever sows generously will reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, with all that you need, you will abound in every good work. God has done many wonderful things for us at Jubilee Church. God has also planned many wonderful things for us to do at Jubilee Church in 2021. His desire is for you to be reformed and reshaped by His Word and by His Spirit. His desire for you is to cherish Christ in your heart, to cherish Him above all others, and live life obediently, cheerfully and joyfully through His Spirit. As we come now to give our gifts, please take a moment before God. We come to God this morning to give ourselves entirely to Him in 2021. This is a holy moment. This is a moment to consecrate your life to God. We don't want anyone to miss this moment. God is calling each of us to find afresh our first love, to find afresh our true home, to find afresh our place in God and in the body of Christ in 2021. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. As we give to God in worship, as we give our money, we're also celebrating the calling of God on Jubilee Church this year. As we offer all of ourselves to God, we once again join together to tell the world that Jesus Christ is our first love. Our desire is to know Him more and make Him known more in our world. Our longing is to see God lifted up, to hear His good news preached near and far, and to see many put their trust in Him. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. Giving of our time, our talent, and today giving our treasure is part of the journey God has for us. It's part of the good news. It is part of our 2021 vision to emerge well, embody well, and engage well with our community. We're going to have a time of worship now, and it's a moment to respond. As we worship, a link will be shown on the screen and in the comments as well. You can click on that link or copy it into a web browser, and it will take you to the Jubilee 2021 Well Vision giving page. We're encouraging everyone to relook at their regular giving and let us know of any changes for the coming year. We also want to invite everyone to give a one-off gift towards our 2021 vision. You can either make an immediate gift by clicking on the Give Now button, and that will take you to our donate page where you can make an immediate payment with your debit card. We pay a small admin charge on electronic donations paid this way. So as an alternative method is you can complete the online pledge form and then settle the pledge at a later date. The pledge form is easy to complete and you can do it as we worship, and it allows for you to pledge to give on a particular date. It also gives space for you to advise us of any changes to your monthly giving. You might need to just scroll down and fill in the pledge form. And finally, if you're new to Jubilee or you're not yet presently giving regularly, but you'd like to begin, there is a section for you to fill in to say how much and when you want to start giving. So let's bring ourselves before Him now and offer all that we are to God in 2021. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. Amen.